Medical assistance is one of the fastest growing expenses for state government. It costs the state billions. It's used by more than a million residents. Enrollment in Badger Care alone has grown by hundreds of thousands in just the last few years. But any discussion of medical assistance should bear in mind that those numbers represent people. Matt Vogel of Madison is one of them. He says Badger Care Basic has been a lifesaver for him.
I love it here, but I don't think I can make it if I didn't have insurance.
For the last 3 years, Vogel has suffered from a painful pancreatic disorder. For the time being, he works a variety of janitorial, landscaping, and lawn care jobs. They don't offer insurance, and Vogel says he can't afford it on the private market. So Vogel enrolled in Badger Care Basic, Wisconsin's newest medical assistance program for adults without kids. He pays a $130 monthly premium, which covers his medications and some hospital stays.
Without the pain medicine that I'm taking as we speak, I wouldn't have been able to eat lunch today. And I can function normally, think normally, and for the most part, I'm not in a great deal of discomfort right now.
Neither Republican Scott Walker nor Democrat Tom Barrett have specifically said they want to end Badger Care Basic or any other medical assistance programs. But Barrett has said he can't promise anything given the state's budget deficit. And Walker's comments on Badger Care have been inconsistent and ambiguous. During his Republican primary campaign with Mark Newman, Walker said repeatedly that Badger Care was supposed to be a temporary program.
I'd streamline it down so that you had time limits on things of that nature, and so that you really were helping people who need get into the workforce, have a temporary stepping stone, which is what it was originally intended to do.
But Badger Care never had time limits. Walker has since backed away from that suggestion, or at least chosen his words more carefully. He's also talked about stopping large employers from dumping employees onto Badger Care. He says the way you do that is to tighten eligibility. Walker's comments during the general election campaign have focused on the positive.
I voted for Badger Care. I support Badger Care. I was in the legislature when it was created, and I support it.
It sounds straightforward enough, but Walker's campaign issued a written statement minutes after his comments saying, again, that Badger Care has expanded too far and that the state has to get back to the original intent of the program. What precisely that means in terms of whom he might cut from the program as governor remains an open question. Democrat Tom Barrett gives all the signs that he wants to continue programs like Badger Care for everyone, including the working poor.
I want that clerk at Walmart to continue working. She doesn't get health insurance.
And yet Barrett makes no guarantees given the size of the budget shortfall.
I have not made any promises to any group.
Barrett has suggested that the state could save $200 million by encouraging Badger Care recipients to use lower-cost HMOs. Healthcare experts say that's unrealistic. They also say that if Walker were to cut eligibility for Badger Care, the savings to the state wouldn't be as big as you might expect. That's partly because Medicaid gets most of its funding from the federal government. It leaves Badger Care recipients like Matt Vogel in limbo. Vogel says he hopes people don't look at him as a charity case.
I never wanted to be, but I am. I'll be quite honest with you. I am lucky to have the insurance that I have. And if they take this from me, I'll be nowhere.
Judging by the state's medical assistance numbers, hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin residents can relate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.